Washington. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official visiting West Africa says the region's need for help in fighting Ebola is staggering, and car bombs in Iraq kill more than 30 people. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is calling for a greater international response to the Ebola outbreak that has killed almost 5,000 people in West Africa. In a Twitter message posted on Monday as she spent a day in Guinea, Samantha Powers said the scale of need is staggering. She also said the provision of the most basic resources to the affected countries will help to save lives. Power later touched down in Sierra Leone for the second leg of a regional tour, which also will take her to Liberia. Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia all have been hit hard by Ebola. In Guinea, Power highlighted the efforts of Doctors Without Borders and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control to treat Ebola patients, build medical facilities, and educate people about the virus. Iraqi authorities say two car bombings in the country have killed about 34 people. In one of Monday's attacks, a suicide bomber killed 24 Shiite militiamen at a security checkpoint near Jurf al-Sakr. That's a town that government forces recently recaptured from Islamic State militants. A day earlier, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the recapture of Jurf al-Sakr, about 50 kilometers south of Baghdad, was a fatal blow against the Islamic State group. The Sunni extremists had occupied the town since July. In Monday's other attack, a car bomb exploded in a central Baghdad neighborhood filled with shops and restaurants, killing at least 10 people. You're listening to VOA News. A Cambodian study into the problem of violence against children has found that most child abuse is carried out by adult relatives. The study, which is part of a UN program, also said Cambodian children suffer rampant abuse of an emotional, sexual, and physical nature, with more than half of minors encountering physical violence by the age of 18. Ron Corbin has more from Bangkok.
UN Special Representative on Violence Against Children, Marta Santos Payes, says the survey's findings highlight how children often remain silent to abuse, an outcome that can perpetuate a cycle of violence into the next generation.
One important concern, just to illustrate, was the fact that more than 50% of girls and more than 90% of boys feel very hard to tell about situations of violence. They don't tell to anybody. They keep it to themselves. And the trauma just keeps growing. And this is one of the reasons why in so many places we see the intergenerational transmission of violence.
The survey was based on interviews of 2,500 Cambodians from 13 to 24 years old. Officials say it marked a major step in surveying the extent of abuse of children and young people. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Tunisia's main opposition party is claiming victory after Sunday's election for a new parliament. The secular Nida Tunis Party said Monday it has won almost 80 seats in the 217-member assembly, citing exit polls and preliminary results. Those figures indicated that the moderate Islamist Ennahda Party would take around 60 seats. About 90 parties competed in the election, the latest democratic step since Tunisians overthrew their authoritarian leader, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, in 2011. Presidential elections are set for late November. Two Ukrainian pro-European parties are in the lead after a parliamentary election on Sunday. With more than 65% of the votes counted, Ukraine's Central Election Commission says Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk's Popular Front is in first place with nearly 22% of the vote. A political bloc headed by the Prime Minister's ally, President Petro Poroshenko, was a close second with 21%. Another pro-Western party called Self-Help was in third place with about 11%, while the opposition bloc party of Ukraine's ousted pro-Russia president Viktor Yanukovych was fourth with almost 10%. Mr. Poroshenko and Mr. Yatsenyuk both support closer ties with the European Union and have campaigned for reforms that they say are needed to lift the country from the brink of bankruptcy. I'm Michael Lippin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.